Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That really was a very special moment at the Ryder Cup. Any golf fans out there, I think generally people just kind of get into this over the weekend as well. The Ryder Cup, unbelievable. Europe have won it. And just about a lot of people saying, you know, it was very, very close in the end. And the Americans made a stunning comeback. Shane Lowry produces moment of magic at Bethpage as Europe win the Ryder Cup. Europe win Ryder Cup as Shane Lowry heroic. Stem USA fight back. Lowry rises into the Ryder Cup pantheon by digging deepest on surreal Bethpage Sunday. Unbelievable stuff. We are able to, on Gift Grub this morning, go live to the celebrations. They're still going on in New York, somewhere around the Long Island area. I think former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley is there. Paul, incredible drama last night altogether, wasn't there?
Oh, Ian, what a day, what a performance by Europe. And the weather, you know, I love talking about the weather, I love talking about. I know you've come from some nice weather down in Portugal and maybe even Seville, where the weather was very hot, but yeah. In Long Island, in New York City, the weather was amazing. It was New York, it was humidity, it was 28 degrees in late September, the wind coming right in four mile an hour from the northeast, made the ball travel further in, and Brandel Chambly, the legendary pundit, the man I desperately want to be, said that this was the greatest team performance he has ever seen, and the wedge Brandel's on, I want a piece of that weather. Right. By the way, Rory's only 4 feet away from me. Four and a half feet away from me. If you want to have a quick word, Rory, have right. a go. It's only a four-footer. Have a go.
Have a go, Ian. Okay. Rory! Ian Dempsey! Congratulations, Rory.
Ian, you know, I don't know what to say, really. You know, it's
I understand. It was so emotional, yeah. Wasn't it?
Roars! Roars!
Sir. Yeah, sorry, Shane, yeah, what?
Are you okay there? Is he annoying you?
Ah, oh, fair play.
No, sorry, I'm just on the phone, Shane, to some guy.
Giving you a hassle.
There.
On the way over, Roars. You okay? Here. Leave him alone, okay? If you want to go through Rory, you go through me.
Okay? Right.
If you want to get to Rory.
Shane.
No, listen to me.
Shane.
If you want to get to Rory, I'm not taking any more abuse.
Yeah, Shane.
You want to talk to Rory.
Shane.
You go through me, okay?
It's Ian Dempsey here. We're calling from Ireland, from Today FM.
Oh! Eno, get your arse over here. Got a bottle of Magners on the table for you right now. Get over here, Ian. Magners all night. La, 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 la. We did it, Eno!
Yes, indeed! Sorry, Shane,
amazing.
I'm going to have to cut in.
Something wrong with the weather here.
I'm going to have to cut in there. I think President Donald Trump is making a statement on the Ryder Cup right now. Let's go over and listen in.
The Ryder Cup was rigged.
Oh,
it was a stolen deal. They stole the Ryder Cup. Even the captain, Luke Donald, stole. He stole my name, my beautiful name. The European team was full of radical left lunatics. You look at Shane Lowry, quiet. You look at Shane Lowry, a complete whack job, dancing around on the green like a wild animal with his crazy communist beard. He's a disgrace. Rory McIlroy crying like a girl on the green. And the guy from Norway, Victor Hovland. Sounds like a spy to me, folks. Vicious Victor, I call him. He lied about his injury. He lied like a dog. He's the scum of the earth. We should have stormed the clubhouse at the end. Stormed it. And we will. Limerick 2027. J.P. McManus, lying J.P., I call him. He's going to pay big, big for what he did to America today. Thank you for your attention on this matter.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.